Ever get that like little pang of tech envy? You know, when your friend with an iPhone just like seamlessly airdrops you a photo
Oh
and you're just
yeah,
kind of stuck there like, oh.
stuck in the past.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the EU might be about to change that whole game. They're pushing Apple to open up AirDrop and AirPlay to work with other platforms, specifically Android.
Big move.
Yeah, you heard that right.
Huge.
Today, we are diving into a 9-to-5 Google article from December 20th, 2024, all about this very topic. Buckle up,
Let's go.
because things are about to get interesting.
So what's really fascinating to me here is the EU's like broader strategy here. They're really pushing for interoperability in tech, which essentially means like breaking down those walled gardens so all our devices can play nicely together.
Okay, so less like exclusive clubs, more like a giant tech potluck.
Exactly.
Sure, everyone's
When
invited on it.
everyone's invited,
I like that.
come on in.
But how are they actually trying to make this happen with AirDrop?
So the EU is proposing that Apple creates a common protocol for AirDrop, kind of like a universal language that all devices can understand. Imagine like sending a file from your Android phone to your friend's iPad as easily as you text them. That's the vision.
That sounds incredibly convenient.
Oh, yeah.
But the article also mentions a top comment that really caught my eye.
Oh, really?
Someone wrote,
Okay.
"Ain't no one got time for gatekept services."
Aha, I love it.
Do you think that reflects a broader frustration with these like closed ecosystems?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people feel locked out of features and services simply because they've chosen a particular brand, and this push for interoperability really taps into that desire for a more open and connected tech experience.
It's like choosing a phone shouldn't dictate what you can and can't do digitally.
Exactly.
But let's get like a little more technical here.
Okay, let's do it.
What would creating a common protocol actually involve? Is it even feasible while maintaining security?
It's definitely a complex challenge, but I don't think it's impossible. We already have examples of open standards that work effectively, like, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi. Implementing a common protocol for AirDrop would require a lot of collaboration between companies, agreeing on technical specifications, security measures, and ensuring compatibility across different operating systems.
So it's not just a matter of flipping a switch. It's more like building a whole new bridge between these different platforms.
Precisely. And that bridge needs to be sturdy enough to handle the traffic, meaning it has to be secure and reliable for users to trust it with their data.
Speaking of data, the article mentions that the EU wants to open up AirPlay too,
Oh, wow.
not just AirDrop.
Okay.
For those who might not be familiar, could you quickly explain what AirPlay is
Sure.
and how it differs from, say, Google's Cast technology?
So AirPlay is Apple's proprietary technology for streaming audio and video content from your Apple device to other compatible devices, like an Apple TV or certain smart TVs. The key difference from Google Cast is that Cast is designed to work across platforms. So you can cast from your Android phone, your iPhone, or even your laptop to a Chromecast or a Cast-enabled TV.
So that brings us back to that whole walled garden versus open ecosystem thing.
Exactly.
And here's where it gets even more interesting,
Okay.
because Apple already licenses AirPlay to some TV manufacturers.
Right.
So you can beam content from your iPhone to a compatible TV,
Yeah.
but you can't, for example, use your Android phone to cast to that same TV.
Interesting.
Seems a bit one-sided, right?
That's precisely the point the EU is making. They see this as a way for Apple to control the ecosystem and potentially stifle competition. Their argument is if you're going to license the technology, make it a two-way street, not just a one-way lane for Apple users.
So essentially, the EU is calling out this inconsistency, saying it's time for Apple to play fair.
Level the playing field.
But of course, Apple has its own side to the story.
Every story has two sides.
What's their take?
So Apple's primary argument centers around privacy and security concerns.
Hey.
They've expressed worries that opening up AirDrop and AirPlay to other platforms could increase the risk of data breaches or misuse of user information.
They even specifically called out Meta,
Yes,
right?
it is.
Suggesting that Meta's been pushing hard for interoperability and that this could potentially give them access to sensitive user data. But is Apple just using privacy as a shield to protect their market share? I mean, is it truly impossible to have both interoperability and ED strong data protection?
That's the key question, and it's one that sparks a lot of debate. While Apple's concerns about privacy and security are valid, It's important to remember that achieving interoperability doesn't automatically mean sacrificing data protection. There are ways to design secure systems that allow devices to communicate without compromising sensitive information.
Okay, so it's not a black and white situation. There's a lot of nuance here.
A lot of gray area.
But time's ticking, because the article mentions the EU's consultation deadline is January 9th, 2025.
Yeah, the clock is ticking.
So what do you think? Will Apple cave, or will they fight this tooth and nail?
That's a tough call. Apple has a history of pushing back against regulations they perceive as encroaching on their control.
Right.
But the EU has shown they're serious about enforcing these interoperability measures.
Uh-huh.
This could be a major turning point, not just for Apple, but for the entire tech industry.
It's like everyone's holding their breath to see which way this domino falls.
Yeah, big stakes.
But before we get too caught up in the drama, let's shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
And talk about what all of this actually means for you, our listener.
All right.
Imagine a world where you can effortlessly share files, photos, videos with anyone, regardless of what kind of phone they have.
Oh, that would be amazing.
No more workarounds.
Yeah.
No more feeling like you're stuck in a tech silo.
Right?
A seamless, intuitive sharing like it should be. It's the dream. Think about how much easier collaboration would be.
Absolutely.
How much more connected we could all feel.
Yeah.
In this digital world.
Imagine that.
It's a pretty enticing vision, isn't it?
Very much so.
And it goes beyond just convenience. This push for interoperability could have far-reaching consequences.
Oh, yeah.
For the entire tech landscape.
For sure.
But before we dive into those broader implications, let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
And then we'll come back to unpack all that.
Can't wait. So this potential shift towards a more open ecosystem raises like a big question, right?
Yeah.
Could this decision set a precedent for other tech giants?
Right.
Not just Apple.
Yeah.
Think about the walled gardens in like social media.
Oh, yeah.
Or messaging apps.
Right.
What if we could seamlessly switch between platforms without losing our data or connections? That's a really intriguing thought. It's like the whole digital landscape could be reshaped if this interoperability trend takes hold.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's not forget about other players in the game.
Right.
This EU mandate might be focused on Apple, but it has implications for companies like Google and Samsung too, right?
Absolutely. It's fascinating to consider how they might react.
Yeah.
Google, with its Android operating system, already promotes a more open approach compared to Apple's closed ecosystem.
Right.
They might see this as an opportunity to further position themselves as the more user-friendly, flexible option.
So they could actually benefit from this EU pressure on Apple, even though they're not the direct target.
Potentially, yeah.
But what about a company like Samsung?
Hmm.
They manufacture Android phones, but they also have their own ecosystem of apps and services.
Right. Samsung walks a bit of a tightrope.
Yeah.
On the one hand, they benefit from Android's openness, but they also want to maintain some level of control over their user experience.
Right.
This EU mandate could push them to rethink their strategy.
Yeah.
Perhaps leaning more into open standards or finding creative ways to differentiate themselves within a more interoperable environment.
It's almost like a game of tech chess, with each company strategically positioning themselves as the rules change.
I like that analogy.
But at the end of the day, what does this all mean for us, the users?
That's the core question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think the potential benefits for users are huge.
Okay.
Imagine a world where switching between devices or platforms is as easy as changing your clothes.
Right.
You take your data, your preferences, your connections with you
without
any hassle.
Yeah.
It empowers users to choose the best tools for their needs without feeling locked into a particular ecosystem.
It's like having the freedom to mix and match your tech.
Exactly.
Based on what works best for you.
Yeah.
Without sacrificing functionality or compatibility.
Yeah, it's plug and play.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It's a beautiful vision.
But are there any potential downsides we should consider?
That's a great point.
Could this push for interoperability have any unintended consequences?
It's important to acknowledge that, like, no technological advancement comes without its challenges.
Right.
One concern is that forcing companies to adhere to strict open standards could potentially stifle innovation.
Oh, interesting.
If everyone's playing by the same rules, it might limit their ability to experiment with new features or develop unique functionalities that differentiate them.
So there's a delicate balance to strike between fostering a more open ecosystem and ensuring that companies still have the freedom to innovate and push boundaries.
That's a tough needle to thread.
It's not a simple fix.
Not at all.
Finding that balance will require ongoing dialogue and collaboration
For sure.
between policymakers, tech companies, and user advocacy groups.
We need to ensure that regulations promote interoperability while still encouraging healthy competition and technological progress.
It's a complex issue, that's for sure, but I think it's also really exciting.
Mm.
It feels like we're on the cusp of a major shift in the tech landscape.
Big changes are coming.
And the decisions made today will have a ripple effect for years to come.
Absolutely.
But let's circle back to Apple's concerns about privacy and security for a moment.
Okay.
They specifically highlighted Meta's push for interoperability.
Yeah.
Suggesting it's motivated by access to user data.
Uh-huh.
But didn't Meta also call on Apple to open up their messaging platform?
Yes. That's where things get even more interesting.
Okay.
Meta has publicly advocated for Apple to adopt a common messaging standard.
Right.
So that users on different platforms can communicate seamlessly.
Right.
It seems a bit contradictory to their stance on AirDrop and AirPlay.
It doesn't it? On one hand, they're arguing for open access to Apple's ecosystem.
Right.
On the other hand, they're promoting open standards in their own domain.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
Well, it highlights the complex dynamics at play in the tech world.
Yeah.
Companies like Meta are constantly navigating a web of strategic interests. Advocating for interoperability can be a way to gain competitive advantage, pressure rivals, and even influence public perception.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game of chess where each move is carefully calculated.
And sometimes those moves might seem contradictory.
Yeah.
But they all serve a larger strategic purpose.
Right. The bigger picture.
It's definitely not as simple as good guys versus bad guys, is it?
Not at all. The tech world is full of nuances and complexities.
Yep.
And it's important to consider the motivations and strategies of all the players involved.
For sure.
It's a constantly evolving landscape where alliances shift and new challenges emerge.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating world that we're like trying to navigate here.
It keeps us on our toes, that's for sure.
But this whole debate around AirDrop and AirPlay, it's really like opened up a Pandora's box of questions about the future of tech.
It certainly has. We're grappling with some like fundamental issues here.
Yeah.
Innovation competition, user control, and like how those forces are going to shape the digital world we all live in.
And it's not just theoretical anymore.
No.
The EU has a deadline. Companies are strategizing, and the implications for users are becoming increasingly real.
Yeah. Things are about to get real.
So before we wrap up this deep dive,
Okay. Let's
bring it back to our listener for a moment.
Right.
We've explored the EU's push for open access to AirDrop and AirPlay,
right.
Apple's resistance,
and
the broader implications for the tech industry as a whole.
It's a big conversation.
So what do you think our listeners should take away from this conversation?
That's a good question.
What's the key takeaway for them?
Yeah, what's the big takeaway?
As they navigate this ever-evolving tech landscape.
Well, I think the key message here is that we're at a crossroads.
Okay.
The decisions being made right now will shape the future of technology.
Yeah.
For years to come.
For sure.
And whether it's about interoperability, data privacy, or the role of these big tech giants, it's crucial for users to be informed and engaged in these discussions.
Yeah, it's not just about passively accepting whatever the tech companies decide.
No way.
We as users have a voice, and it's important to use it.
Absolutely. Speak up. Make your voice heard.
Stay informed. Ask questions, support policies that align with your values.
Yes.
And demand a digital world that empowers you, not restricts you.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And perhaps most importantly, don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
Yes.
If something doesn't feel right, speak up.
That's right.
The future of tech is being written right now.
Uh-huh.
And we all have a role to play in shaping it. But for now, we've reached the end of our deep dive.
And hopefully this exploration has provided you with some new insights, sparked your curiosity, and left you with more questions than answers.
Because let's face it, that's the beauty of technology.
Well, yeah.
It's constantly evolving, challenging us to adapt, learn, and reimagine what's possible.
It's a wild ride.
So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning.
Yes.
And keep diving deep into the fascinating world of tech.
See you next time.